Hi, welcome to Aggie Popcorn Culture. We here with Riley McDirty Thompson and Rachel. What was your nickname again?
Ranfu.
Ranfu, because she likes random stuff and kung fu. Is that correct?
It's true.
Anyway, we did have some technical difficulties, but we were able to play some shows, and we have some really good stories coming up for you. Now, Popcorn Culture, you may have heard it back in the day. We have, out of the two co-hosts, we lost one. We got a prettier one.
Thanks.
I was going to say, I got a makeover.
Oh, right. Anyway, you did get a pedicure.
I did. We're going to get one together, right?
Yes.
Studio fist bump. Yep. Again, once without Cody Scott.
Uh-huh.
Now, Rachel, tell the studio a little bit about yourself.
I'm from California, and I just moved here in January. I am going into music. That's about it.
Do you play an instrument?
I can play the ukulele, and I sing pretty darn well.
Maybe one of these times we'll do a duet or something.
Yes, we definitely should.
There's a really good song from the movie The Jerk, which is on the ukulele.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
Maybe I'll play it today.
All right.
Anyway, my name is Riley. I'm a marketing major, meaning I like to promote myself and the show. I love pop culture. It's an escape from my horrible life. No, I don't want to say that, but really entertainment is one of the best things on the world. And we're just going to, this is our pilot show, meaning next time it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little more awesome. We're not going to have people storming the studio with couches.
Although this couch is pretty comfortable.
I'm a little bit jealous. I'm on the boards, as it's called. I make sure all the sound levels are all right. So if something's off, you can blame me. But yeah, definitely. And we're going to start off with a little bit of news. So I'll go first. Marvel CCO, that just means an executive at Marvel, talks Disney's Daredevil Netflix series. Now, what do you know about the person named Daredevil?
Well, I know that there was a really bad movie made.
Yes, there was. And that's why I will never forgive Ben Affleck.
Hmm.
He, the superhero himself is actually pretty cool. And we are big fans here of him here at Popcorn Culture. But anyway, Fox made that back in the day. Their license has lapsed. They don't have the right movie rights to Daredevil anymore. And so we, us here at Popcorn Culture, are pretty excited that they're going to make a Netflix series about it. And he said, quote, "Let's be clear, we're not going into this show with the idea of trying to erase the memory of anything that came before, or really any preconceived notions, whatever. We're going to create something that's unique and incredibly exciting, engaging." He said, obviously, it's going to be easier to work with, because they are going to have 13-episode seasons. Devil's going to have a 13-episode season, compared to Marvel's 22-episode count. And so they can plan it. It's a lot bigger than a movie, but it's still a small first series. And the cool thing is it's going to be released on Netflix. Now, have you heard any of the shows that were on Netflix previously?
Which shows? Like,
well, there's a few that are exclusive to Netflix. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that there were some, but I haven't really watched any.
Definitely. So there's one called House of Cards. Andy is actually our friend. He has a show that will be on tomorrow.
Really?
About politics, and it's called House of Cards. He likes that. Arrested Development was picked up there.
Oh, that's right. I remember it. Yeah.
Orange is the New Black was released on there.
Yeah. I heard really good things about that. Did you ever watch that?
I did not. Mainly because I don't like the color orange.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of orange either.
No.
No. Or jails. Not a big fan.
See, that's the thing. I love jail.
Really?
No.
Okay.
But I'm just kidding you. But yeah, so check that out. And they're also going to make a Luke Cage show. If you don't know who Luke Cage is, he is just a guy who, he's a superhero.
Okay.
He's a cool guy. Now, would you have a new story for us?
I do have a new story for us. It's about Star Wars. The anticipated cast announcement has finally been released. And it says that John Boyega, I have no idea who he is. Do you know what he was in?
Boyega? No.
No?
Oh, okay. He was... Oh, yes. Did you ever see the movie Attack the Block?
I don't think I did.
It was like a low-budget sci-fi movie. They so low budget, but it's cool. It's about these kids, an alien lands on their block in this kind of rough part of England.
All right.
And they fight it off. And he was the main character from
so
that.
So he's in another space kind of movie. Cool. Daisy Ridley, she's kind of a no-name.
No, she's done Toast of London and Silent Witness, which I've heard of neither of those.
Yeah, okay, so kind of... All right, Adam Driver, he was in Girls. He was Hannah's love interest for a while. Oscar Isaac, he was in...
Inside Llewelyn Davis.
Oh!
Did you see that?
I did see that.
That was a good movie.
That was really good. He was also in Sucker Punch. He was the bad guard.
Yeah, he with the thin mustache.
With the thin mustache.
And the cool suits.
Yes, he did have...
He's my role model.
Andy Serkis? Who was Andy Serkis?
Andy Serkis, I believe.
Oh, he was Gollum.
Yes. And he was Caesar in Adam, Planet of the Apes.
Oh, okay. I'm excited for that. He's really good. I like him.
Yeah.
Domhnall Gleeson?
He was in Harry Potter, which I don't care for.
Oh, and in About Time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of a goofy-looking guy, honestly.
I don't know. I think he's kind of cute.
He got Rachel McAdams in that movie.
That's true.
So.
Max von Sydow. I don't know who that is at all.
I'm not sure who that was. Oh, that's... he hasn't really done much.
All right.
Oh, he was in The Exorcism.
Is he an old guy?
Yes.
Okay. And then the original cast will be there as well. Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher,
Mark Hamill,
Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker.
Peter Mayhew was Chewbacca, actually.
All right.
And Kenny Baker was R2-D2. So he's like a short guy, but
yes.
When R2-D2 would squawk or things would come out, he's stuck in there.
He's stuck in there?
Yeah, pretty tough.
So the director quoted, "We are so excited to finally share the cast of Star Wars Episode 7. It is both thrilling and surreal to watch the beloved original cast and these brilliant new performers come together to bring this world to life once again. We start shooting in a couple of weeks and everyone is doing their best to make the fans proud." Are you excited for the new Star Wars movie?
I don't know. As a kid, I loved Star Wars. Remember when they re-released them digitally?
Yeah.
I got it on the VHS 3-pack special that looks like Darth Vader. But then I saw the prequels, and I did not feel good.
You know, I just recently rewatched the prequels, and I am just not a fan. I do love the third one, though.
The third one's good, and here's why. There's no little kids in it.
It's true.
We don't care about little kids, George Lucas. A lot of them are not great actors. But you don't blame them. You're nine. You're not going to be good at acting.
No, it's true.
Unless you're emotionally damaged. Like, what's her name?
Who?
I don't know. She was in Twilight.
Oh, Kristen Stewart?
No.
No?
I'm thinking of,
okay.
Oh, Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, she's great. Dude, her sister is coming out in that new Maleficent movie.
Is that her?
That's her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She was also in that other movie with the aliens. Oh, shoot.
Attack the Block?
No. No.
The Host?
No. The one... Steven Spielberg did it.
Super 8?
Yeah, Super 8.
Oh,
She was the blonde girl, so...
She's really young.
She is really young, and she's super adorable. She's gonna... I hope she does great.
Well, we're going to break for a song, just to break things up, but here's Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys, from the Beach Boys album, The Beach Boys Love Music. Here we go.
Better when we can say goodnight and stay.
So we just played that song because it's summertime. You have any big plans for the summer, Rachel?
I'm just finishing up this Maymester, which is not my favorite thing in the whole entire world.
Now, I don't take summer classes because I'm...
Because you're smart?
Because I'm cool. Uh-huh. So there's two sections of summer classes?
There are two sections of summer classes. The first section is May 5th through the 30th, and then the second one, I think it's like June... something till like July 17th or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah. And why are they different?
I'm not really sure. It's just shorter. Like one area or like one semester is like only 2 weeks. The other one is like like 4 or 5 weeks.
That's crazy because semesters are usually what? 18 weeks?
18 weeks. Yeah. So I'm doing 3 classes right now and they're 2 hours long.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Every day. I'm hustling. Anyway, so what classes are you taking?
I'm taking American Institutions.
Bleh.
I know. We just had our first exam, and I was not too thrilled about it. And then I'm taking Planet Earth. And
I like Earth. I can get behind that.
Yeah, it can be kind of dry sometimes, which is kind of funny because we just got...
The Earth? Yeah.
Yeah.
Deserts.
Deserts. And we just got done talking about rocks, so that was really boring.
Science is dumb.
You just said that you like science.
No, I like Earth.
Oh, okay. And then the last one I'm taking is like some sort of history civilization class, like early civilization. We just talked about the...
Anthropology?
Yeah, like Homo sapiens and stuff like that. Yeah, we are Homo sapiens.
That's me.
That's you.
That sounds awful. The
it's
last
really
history
awful.
Class I took was just about the 1960s, which was pretty good.
That's really awesome. I had an English class that was based off of the 60s and the 70s. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. We got to read some crazy books. Well, right now we have something called Fast Food Review. Actually, you know what? I do have a theme song for that. 1 second as I look that up. Here we go. This is actually by our old co-host, McCody. Here we go. Well, hello. I didn't see you there. My name is Dwayne McCody. Oh, me? I was just enjoying some mighty fine cooking. What's that? You want me to tell you which new fast foods are worth trying? Well, I reckon I could do that. I think that'd make me happier than a towel salesman at a Dunkin' contest. So, hunker down, get comfortable. This is McCody's Fast Food Review. So this is where we talk about food. Is it fast? Not all of it. Since Rachel's the newbie, we'll let her go first.
Oh, you're so kind.
I try.
Today I'm going to talk about Chick-fil-A. And I really don't like them. Everyone really raves about how their chicken sandwiches are fantastic and their ice creams are really good. First of all, no, it just wasn't. The chicken, it was just like any other chicken sandwich, and it's super expensive.
Yeah, it's like $8.
Yeah, for a chicken sandwich, that's...
Plus, I do not like their marketing. They have that whole cow gimmick. That's all they've done for the last 30 years.
It's stupid.
I mean, look at McDonald's. I'm not going to say I endorse McDonald's. But how many campaigns have they had, you know? I'm loving it. Smile.
Smile, yeah.
There's tons of them.
Yeah.
Bop, bop, bop. They have trademarked notes.
They have.
And you think of McDonald's, right?
Yeah, it's true. Every time anyone says, I'm loving it, I'm like, oh, McDonald's? French fries.
And I think it's funny. Like, it's a giant corporation, yet they try to be like, we're about home values. I'm like, you're about profits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's my review for today.
My review is of Romo's. Now, have you been there yet?
No, I haven't.
So Romo's, it's where Papa Kelsey's used to be on. It's on Main Street around probably 7th, 8th North.
All right.
Here in Logan. Mm-hmm. They're actually still working on it. It's not exactly, it's like a soft transition instead of a soft opening.
Uh-huh.
And they have really good shawarma. Have you had shawarma?
No.
Shawarma, it's like a meat tornado, kind of.
A meat tornado.
They take a big spigot of meat.
Uh-huh.
They put it through, they put a spear through the middle of it, or whatever you call it. And they'll slowly roast it.
Oh.
And then when they go to do yours, they just, as it's rotating, they just take a knife and they shave it off the end of it.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Very well seasoned. They'll put that usually between a pita.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes hummus, sometimes not. I'm not a big hummus fan, so I usually don't get that.
What? Hummus is so delicious.
Everyone's like, you need to try this hummus, so I do. And it's still gross. But you get some rice in there, and so they have good shawarma. It's going to cost you, it's not exactly sit-down prices, but it's not exactly fast food.
All right.
Probably Chick-fil-A prices, but actually good.
But better quality.
I'm going to say the sodas are expensive.
Really?
Yeah. I'd go with water.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it'll bump your meal up from $7 to about
$10. Wow.
And you do
crazy.
Have a waitress, but it's still not super formal.
Okay, so, and this was called Romo's?
Yes.
Romo's. All right.
Yeah, and it's really good. They do have good baklava. Have you had that?
No, and this
it
is all...
You need to go there.
I need
sometime.
To venture out more.
Yeah, yeah. Baklava, it's an almond paste, honey, nut-based treat.
Mm.
So it's very, very sweet, very flaky.
All right.
It kind of has a weird texture, but it's really good.
Okay, cool.
So that is the fast food review. But why everyone's listening today?
It's birthdays. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrity birthdays, man.
Now, I could highlight the birthdays of my family members, my friends, coworkers, but I decide not to do that. Because who's there when you need it? Your family? No.
No.
No, they'll get offended by something you say or something. But the celebrities, I think that's who we can look to.
Yes.
So, okay, I'm going to describe the celebrity, and I want you to guess it.
All right, okay, go.
This pro skater made it famous with his line of video games.
Tony Hawk.
Yes. So that's whose birthday is today.
How old is he?
He's 49.
Shut up.
He's really old.
Dang.
I know. He has kids our age.
Oh, my gosh. I used to play those video games.
I was really good at it. My brother used to be, like, way better than me. But
yeah.
Not anymore. I just learned how to manual.
Yeah.
You could go forever. Like, the clock stops. You're like, oh, let me do this another 15 minutes. Okay, for tomorrow... This blind musician...
Ray Charles? No.
Close. Was known for his soulful
singing. Oh, shoot. What's his name? Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so he has it tomorrow, and he is dead.
No. Oh.
Wait, is he?
No. I don't know. I think Ray Charles is dead, and I think Stevie Wonder is still alive.
Are I possible?
I have no idea.
Stevie Wonder. No, he's still alive.
See?
I thought he was dead.
No, they would make a movie about him if he was dead.
I'm a little disappointed he's not dead.
Why?
I don't know. I just was expecting him to be dead.
That's really mean.
No, in like a good way.
They would, like I said, they would make a movie if he was dead.
Anyway, and he's done. He hasn't done a ton since like...
Mulan.
He didn't do Mulan.
Yeah, the True to Your Heart... What did a chew to your heart? That one. That's totally him.
Okay. I don't believe this. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, see?
I don't like this. I'm not happy with Stevie Wonder right now. Okay. This little sister from the show Drake and Josh has gone on to be...
iCarly. What's her name? Miranda Cosgrove?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is Wednesday. Okay. So you got that. She's doing what she... I mean, she'll probably fade into obscurity like most childhood actors, like Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff is a mom, and...
I wanted her to be dead, too.
No. Do you know who I want to be dead? Lindsay Lohan.
Well, you might get that wish sooner than you think.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. Okay. For Thursday, This politician was one of the most influential female politicians of the last century.
I have no idea who.
Madeleine Albright.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, okay. That's all right. Friday, this talented actress is known for her stunning performances, as well as being stunning off the screen. She was first made famous in Transformers and other movies.
Megan Fox?
Mm-hmm.
All right, she has weird thumbs.
You have weird thumbs.
I have really awesome thumbs.
Let's see them. Maybe we'll put that on Facebook.
Yeah. And they're pretty. They're blue. I'm a true Aggie. Well, not really, but, you know.
Have you never...
No, I haven't. I need to get on it.
You need to do that before you graduate.
I know. Well, I have a couple years, so...
Okay. Saturday. This dad was known for having a very good hand when he played poker.
Oh.
He lived in San Francisco in the show and had all girls.
I don't know what... Are you talking about the person from Full House? Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
Full House. Yeah. Bob Saget.
Don't listen
to his stand-up. Very, very, very dirty. He's the dirtiest comedian I've ever heard.
Really?
Yes.
He's a father.
Well, yes. I think he does have kids in real life. But, you know what bugs me? Have you seen the show How I Met Your Mother?
Yes,
we've talked about this before. Why would the main character's voice change into Bob Saget's voice? Like, after you're basically, I'd say, 20, your voice is pretty much the same.
It's gonna
change a little bit, but not into Bob Saget.
No. It would definitely not turn into Bob Saget. You're right.
Okay, now Sunday, and then we'll update you next week, next Monday. This actress, who is well under 30, is known to rock the microphone. She's funny and has starred with Amy Poehler.
Ooh. I'm not sure. Who?
Tina Fey!
What? 30? How old is she?
It was like a reference to 30 Rock.
Oh, okay.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. And finally, we will have Riley's reviews and Rachel's reviews. Oh my gosh, our names both start with R.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Riley's and Rachel's reviews. Okay, so as students, we know that you guys don't have a lot of money. So we are just going to highlight a few things that you can actually afford. Now,
well.
Yeah, aka they're free or cheap. So you've used Hulu before, right?
I have used Hulu.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a show. It's a bit risque. It's kind of along the lines of... Family Guy-esque humor.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The In-Betweeners.
I have heard of The In-Betweeners, and I have been meaning to watch it.
It is about four British guys going through... I don't know if it's high school or college. I really don't know how their school system works.
Mm, yeah.
But it's like...
Are they British? Is this a British show?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And they have lots of adventure. They get drunk and do a lot of stupid stuff.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fantastic.
Okay. Any Hulu suggestions from you? I did not.
I actually used to watch this show on Hulu called The Misfits. Have you ever seen The Misfits?
I've heard of that, and that's British as well, isn't it?
It is. It's very, very British. The first season was pretty risque. They had some scenes that I had to, like, kind of fast forward through.
Or you can do what I do sometimes. So, usually you're watching Hulu on your computer, right?
Yeah.
Switch the tab and just be reading something, then you can kind of hear when the bad stuff ends.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Anyway, next up is Redbox. I'm going to suggest this is, we're adults, so we're going to suggest movies that adults can watch. This is 40. This is a Judd Apatow production. He's behind a lot of big things, such as The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Anchorman, This Is 40. This is kind of the sequel to This Is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the weird thing. So, his wife is Leslie Mann.
Yes.
And his kids are in this movie.
Yes.
So, basically, he just recast himself.
Yes, he did.
That's kind of weird. And it's about marital problems once you hit 40. And it's not all downhill. It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard, yeah. I saw that movie when it came out. It was pretty good. I had some good laughs out of it. I thought it was funny,
but I think it also makes some good emotional points.
Yes, it does. It definitely does.
Okay.
So my movie suggestion is Sandlot. It is on Redbox, and I think for anybody who's listening right now, that's just...
Now, let's say I haven't seen it. Sell it to me.
It's about baseball, but with little kids. Well, kind of not little kids, but good actor little kids.
Okay.
There's like a fat one. There's a geeky guy with glasses, and it's really great. It's about teamwork, and it's kind of like a coming of age for a boys movie.
Definitely. Not a lot of girls in it.
Not a lot of girls, no.
But it does like mention, is like, girls were starting to look good.
Yes.
And it's like, yes. Well, yeah, that's because you're going through puberty, buddy. Yeah. Like, things are going to start changing for you.
Yeah.
You should invest in some good deodorant. You know where that was filmed?
No, I don't.
Salt Lake.
Really?
Yeah, next time you watch it, just look. You'll see, like, oh, I know those mountains, and you'll...
Huh.
Like, it... You once you know, look for it, like, oh, that's definitely, like...
Yeah.
Like, west side of Salt Lake. Netflix, Ratatouille. Check it out. Have you seen it?
I have seen Ratatouille.
So good. It's so cute. It's just awesome.
I love it. I do
now,
love
this
Ratatouille.
This is not on regular Netflix. This is on Canadian Netflix.
Really?
Actually, no, Mexican Netflix.
Wait, how do we get Mexican Netflix?
Download the extension. I'm glad you asked. I was actually baiting you for that question.
Okay.
Download the extension, Hola, or as I like to say, Hola.
Hola, all right.
H-O-L-A. It allows you to choose what country you enter websites from.
Okay, cool.
It's for Google Chrome, so if you're not using Chrome, first off, what's wrong with you?
It's true. I downloaded Chrome to my phone, to my iPhone.
Oh,
so much
me
better.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, so much better than Safari.
I wish I could delete Safari, but
me
you can't.
Me too, right? Okay, yeah. Anyway, continue.
And so, yeah, you can watch a lot of stuff on there. The only downside to Mexican Netflix is you cannot turn off the Spanish subtitles. So I've been learning random Mexican words, Spanish words.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know how well they're like, we need to get out of here, and it says, vámonos.
Yeah, let's go. That's what that means.
Oh, okay.
I took one semester of Spanish, so.
Okay, so yeah, that is what's going on. And now we're going to have our review of everything. I think we might have a soundbite for that, though. One second. Yeah, this is Guide to Everything. The only thing I would say is replace Cody with the word Rachel, and here we go.
Hi, listeners, this is Riley from Popcorn Culture, and we have our Guide to Everything. Me and Cody both choose one thing to review, and you, the listeners, get to decide who wins. You go to our Facebook and vote. So get ready and set your phasers to stun, because we're going to go to warp speed 11. Away!
Yeah, so in this Guide to Everything, we each pick something that we're going to review. Rachel, you can go first again, being the newbie.
All right.
This way I can step in and save her. Don't tell her, though, listeners.
All right. So I'm going to review the iPhone today. I just recently switched over from Android to iPhone, and I am very, very happy.
Now, what model do you have?
I have the 5S.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Yep. So it has like this really cool touch thingy where like you can unlock your phone with like a fingerprint. It's very, very cool.
Also known as fingerprint recognition technology.
Thank you.
Rather than touch thingy.
I don't know. Whatever. It's pretty cool. I had the HTC before, and it was just giving me some problems, and a lot of my family has iPhones and stuff like that, so I decided to get an iPhone, and I haven't regretted it since. I love it.
Yeah, that's one of the nice thing. Like, maybe with HTC stuff, you might be able to do more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, do you actually do that stuff?
No.
Usually not.
No.
iPhone is more, I would say, user-friendly. It's more regulated, which helps. You can usually take it to your nearest Apple store, which is nice.
Yes.
The thing I really like about it is Siri. Do you use that?
Yes, I have used Siri. She calls me awesome.
I use it all the time. Usually if you're getting a text back from me, it's through Siri.
Really?
And so if you'll notice something's a little wrong, that's usually why.
Oh, okay.
But usually I'm getting pretty good at it.
Okay.
Well, what I'm going to review today is something a little less concrete. More of an abstract idea. Winking.
I am a horrible winker.
Here's the thing. Winking is rarely, if ever, good. Because, like, there's only, like, five instances you're going to wink. first off, is like, if you did something that you shouldn't have and you want someone to know, you're like,
oh,
the apartment's clean, you wink, and there's like a big turd in the toilet or something. The number two is like, if you're trying to flirt, and that's not, you know, I don't like that flirting technique. Like, if a girl winks, I'm like, kind of weird. Maybe a little too aggressive.
Yeah, I'm not a winker because I just look awful when I wink. Like, if you could see me in the station right now, it's
911, this is a stroke. I'm a little scared.
Yeah, it can get pretty bad. Yeah, I'm not a fan of when guys wink at me either. That usually means that they're thinking of something that they shouldn't be thinking of. What are you doing?
I can only wink one eye.
You're blinking both of your eyes.
No, one of them's staying closed.
Barely.
Anyway, I'm against winking.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that, but we have the next song. This is chosen by our very own Rachel. What should we have?
We are going to listen to The Deer Hunter, D-E-A-R. Let's do Red Hands.
Okay, here we go with Red Hands by The Deer Hunter. Anyway.
these words to you. I was pulling out my heart so I could pin it to my sleeve. On display for you to see, I'm on display.
And we're back with Cody McDirty Scott. What? That was weird.
Wait.
He's not here. Riley McDirty Thompson. I'm sorry. Maybe I have anxiety issues or separation issues.
Separation anxiety? I think that's what you would call it.
Now, I always like to tell you what's going on in theaters. What's the last movie you saw, Rachel?
I actually just recently saw the new Captain America movie.
That kind of brings us into our next segment. The Scarjoment. Oh. Do you want to read it or should I?
You can read it.
Okay, let me find it real quick. It's amongst these papers. Do you see it?
I don't.
Oh, I found it. Okay, yeah. So Jon Favreau, do you know who that is?
I don't.
He's the director of a few movies, Iron Man 1 and 2, probably his most famous. And you know when Iron Man is kind of his like security guard guy?
Yes.
That's Jon Favreau.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's also an actor. Well, he is doing an adaptation of The Jungle Book, and it's going to be, they say it's a hybrid CGI live-action movie. What does that mean? I don't know, but it could be pretty cool.
Hybrid CGI live-action movie.
Yeah, I mean...
Like Avatar?
Well, that was all CGI. Maybe more like Transformers.
No, because there was some live-action in there. Oh, Transformers would be...
How would it be live-action? All the blue people don't exist.
No, I mean, like, when it would go back to the real people...
Yeah, maybe it's like that. So Scarlett Johansson and Lupita Nyong'o are in middle to join the cast. Idris Elba is already part of it. Now, Scarlett Johansson, we know more than enough about. The other one, she is famous. She was the main actress in 12 Years a Slave. If you haven't seen that, see that?
No, I haven't seen
Very powerful. Very, made me feel very guilty. Even though my ancestors weren't in the South, and I wasn't my ancestor, so... I was like, I gotta go do something.
All right.
Snyango, she's gonna play Raksha. Now, that's the mom wolf. You know Mowgli.
Yeah.
He's adapted by them. Johansson, who do you think she's gonna be playing?
The girl? No? The snake.
Yes.
Shut up!
Yes.
Oh, this she is would be a snake.
She's gonna play Ka, the python who eats other animals. Remember, it hypnotizes them?
Yes, yeah.
And it's the second big villain after Shere Khan. So that's what's going to be going on there. So that's our Scarjoment of the week.
I love Scarlett
Every week,
Johansson.
We're going to talk about Scarlett Johansson.
She's so awesome.
She's the best.
She was fantastic
this
in
is
Captain America.
Like you're the first girl I know who actually likes her. So many girls hate her.
It's because she's really pretty. Embrace her prettiness. Like, yeah. She's just...
Well, it's like I don't hate on Mel Gibson for being ruggedly handsome.
He is, you know, George Clooney, he's ruggedly handsome.
Oh, that's who I meant, George Clooney, not
yeah.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson is crazy.
he's not a bad-looking guy. He's not, like...
He was good in Forever Young.
He looks like a dad.
He does look like a dad.
He looks like, hey, I'm picking you up for college.
Let's go.
He calls you once a week. How you doing? Good. Hangs up.
Yeah.
Actually, did you hear about George Clooney?
I don't know.
He's engaged.
Shut up.
Yeah, and she's not a Hollywood person.
Really?
She is a professor.
What?
She's super smart. She's like 28.
Wait, so. You know what? I did hear about this, I think.
Yeah. She's really cute, really smart, and
What number marriage is this for him?
First.
This is his first marriage?
Yeah, he was known as like the eternal bachelor. He just goes around dating. Right. And he's very private about his dating as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I'm pretty psyched about this. I don't know about you, but...
Well, I hope they make it last.
Well, I think so. There's a lot of couples out there who actually do pretty well in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Amy Poehler, though. That's sad.
What?
Amy Poehler? Remember she was married to Will Arnett?
Oh, she was. That's right.
Yeah, and they were like the...
They were the
I'm
best.
I'm sure they, she gave his best, he gave his best. We probably shouldn't be gossiping about him. But that's all right. But yeah, what's coming out in theaters? There is a movie coming out, and we just try to do what's in Logan, because sadly we don't get a lot of movies.
Yeah, here. It kind of sucks here.
But there's one called Million Dollar Arm. Have you heard about this?
I briefly, like, saw it on, like, an IMDb or something like that. Can you give me, like, a synopsis?
Well, I'm going to play the trailer first.
Oh, okay.
But it does have Juan Jamon, or as... Now, can you translate that?
What? Wait,
you speak Spanish, right?
Not very well.
Juan?
Juan is John.
Okay. Jamon?
I don't know what Jamon is.
It means ham. So John Ham, isn't it?
What? That does not mean ham.
I'm pretty sure it does. Anyway, here's Million Dollar Arm.
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break.
Without this deal, we're done.
What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, JB.
Hey. Fast they pitch in cricket. I think I cracked this.
It's called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Great. How are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys.
Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant?
She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. It's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
It'll be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout. Their chances fall between slim and none.
Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home. They need to see that you care. Sitting in the heart, babe.
And the world's gonna know your name. Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
Let's do this, partner. Boom.
We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
I think I've got Rachel in to see this movie.
Yeah. I would love to see this movie.
You know when we should see it is when my good friend Logan comes to town. Now, I guess you know him.
I do know
him. How do you know him?
He happens to be this really cool guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's kind of like my boyfriend.
He's kind of like my friend.
He's kind of like your friend.
He is a boy.
Yeah, so he's my boyfriend, and he's also your boyfriend as well.
You know, he's my friend boy.
Oh, he's your friend boy. All right.
Yeah, that's a thing, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I'm pretty excited about it because it has John Hamm, who is from Mad Men. You should watch that, basically, because it's about my future in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not him. I'm the Weasley guy, Pete.
Right.
Actually, in the positions, that is what I would do, though. People would hate me, but that's kind of what I do for the radio a little bit now. A little more wide net. But yeah, we have a little more news to read. Let's see what we have. Okay. Okay. I will do Community being canceled, and you can talk about Neighbors.
All right.
Starts on here, ends there. I'll go first. Okay, so NBC cancels Community after 5 seasons. Now, Community is probably the best show ever to be on, or that will ever be on television as far as comedies go. I'm a big fan of it. And they had a rocky 4th season because Dan Harmon left, and it was a half season, and it was delayed 6 months. But it did really well, and the 5th season did really well because Dan Harmon came back. And he says, I'm getting all these tweets from anxious-sounding fans, tweets that make me anxious because it feels like I made them anxious with my silence. He hasn't talked a lot. He says, I confess that when Sony called me on Friday with news that there was a brief discussion at the end of the call about the show living elsewhere. So there may be, like, it's not on NBC anymore. He says, so for a million reasons, and he gives all these. I won't bore with you, but he's not sure. He's just not saying anything, really. But he's willing to talk. It could be on Netflix. It could be produced by Sony and then released on Netflix through them. Mm-hmm. So when it was in trouble, there's a character on there called Abed, and he's kind of on the... they say he's Asperger's.
Yeah.
So he sees everything through TV shows, and he was really excited about the show The Cape. Do you remember that show?
No, I don't remember that show.
It was horrible. It was about a superhero. NBC produced this, by the way. So NBC,
really?
You make crappy shows, but you cancel the good ones. And his power was his cape. He could. It was bulletproof. He could like grab things with it. He could hide with it. It was a not magical, but it was like made out of spider silk, which.
Spider silk.
I don't know.
Wait, this was an actual thing?
Yes.
This is for real?
Yes.
How many seasons did this run for?
One.
Oh, good.
But they're like, it's going to get canceled halfway through the season, and shows Abed in the show in one of the clip episodes of clips that never happened. I love that. And he's just walking around and he has a cape on, and he like tries to grab people's lunches off the trays, and he just knocks them on the floor. And he's like, it's going to last six seasons in a movie. And that's been the rally cry to Community ever since season 3.
The
fans like me were super fans. We have 5 seasons. We just need one more season.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, it would be weird not to do that 6th season because we've talked about it. And then if they put on Kickstarter, it could be real.
Yeah.
So watch that. And if you haven't watched that, go get Hulu Plus or use Canadian Netflix. It's on there. Go watch it. It is so funny. Watch it from the beginning because like any good comedy... It makes jokes on itself, and so it builds.
Definitely.
Like, Parks and Rec is that way.
Yeah. I've watched a few episodes of Community as well as Parks and Rec, so...
What, do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I very much enjoy it.
I was going to almost kick you off the show.
Oh, well, it's a good thing that I lied then, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, cool.
All right, so for my topic, it is Neighbors, the movie Neighbors with, what's his name? Seth Rogen, right? And Zac Efron.
Yeah.
So it slayed The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with $51.1 million.
Wow.
And that was just the weekend debut.
And comedies usually aren't like a huge weekend opening debut.
No,
so that's
and especially for Spider-Man, although I heard many, many bad reviews for the new Spider-Man.
Everyone just like, it wasn't like horrible, but it wasn't good. That's what a lot of people said.
Was it better than the Tobey Maguire ones?
Maybe. A lot of people are saying maybe not.
Wow. Anyway, so basically that's what's going on. Neighbors kicked Spider-Man 2's butt immensely.
Now, we have a few other big actors in there. What's his name? James Franco's little brother.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like him. He has like the same eyebrows.
Have you ever seen the third Franco brother? Doesn't look anything like
that.
Yeah, there's a third one.
I don't know. I think, I'm just going to say right now, James Franco is a little overrated.
I love James Franco.
He's all right, but he's just like...
He's super rugged, though. He definitely has that...
well, and then like he tries to be serious. I'm like, you did Pineapple Express. Don't give me this crap.
Yeah, have you ever seen Spring Breakers?
No.
Don't. I watched like maybe 20 minutes of it, and then the end, and I didn't
want... Is he good in it?
He was really good in it, but that movie was awful.
Ugh.
Like, it was so bad.
Yeah, I don't... Like, I just think he's overrated. I'm not saying he's not good. Anyway... who else is in it? Oh, what's her name? Did you see Bridesmaids?
Yeah, I did.
You know the kind of evil one? She's not like necessarily a villain, but
she's
in it. She's like Seth Rogen's wife.
Yeah, she was also in that scary movie.
That one.
I don't know what it's called.
Insidious.
Insidious. Yeah.
Really?
She was in Insidious.
Well, yeah, so check those out, and that's just a taste. Next week, we'll have a little more stuff. We're going to have something called Celebrity Deathmatch, where we talk about which celebrities would win in a fight.
We're not going to do that now?
You want to?
Do you have one?
Yeah, I have a celebrity.
I have a celebrity.
Okay, I'll go first, because I made you go first for everything.
Okay.
My celebrity is... Oh, my gosh, I lost her name. What's Jamie Lee Curtis?
Oh,
I think
she's such a BA.
Here's the thing... And also, she has healthy bowels from all that Activia. And so she could just outlast everyone.
Definitely.
Now, who do you have? And we can argue our points.
Okay, I picked Edward Norton. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. You counterpoint, and then we'll have final conclusions.
Let's see if I can do this.
I like to keep it official. We're only going to do two rounds. Okay. I tried three on another thing I did. Didn't work out.
All right.
Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis could be Edward Norton for the following reasons. One... She has a farther reach and is taller than him. She's a tall lady.
She is a tall lady. You're definitely right.
Two, she's healthy. She's like 67. She looks like she's like 45.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's like a young spry chick. And three, she has healthy bowels from Activia.
You know, I don't know if healthy bowels really help in any type of situation.
You've never fought before, have you?
Yes, I have fought before.
Well, then you know... How important a healthy digestive system is.
You're right. A healthy digestive system is the key to winning a fight.
You admit it. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say, yes, Edward Norton is smaller, but he is quicker.
Mm-hmm.
He is definitely stockier. He has more of like muscle, so he could definitely... And he was in Fight Club, so...
That's true.
Fight Club kind of... I don't know.
Okay, final conclusions. I don't think people would expect it from Jamie Lee Curtis. I think she would go for moves that you wouldn't expect. Like, she would straight go for the jugular, pry out eyes.
I don't think so. She would pry out eyes.
I think there's a hidden animal in there. A
beast
of rage.
I think you're wanting for her to have an animal.
You know what happened beside the set of Freaky Friday? Lindsay Lohan was a healthy person. Before Jamie Lee Curtis abused her.
Okay.
Like, hit her.
Hit her? Really?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Edward Norton, he is... I don't know. I feel like he would just be a better person at fighting. I guess I really don't have a lot of justifying reasons. He's just really good looking, and I would enjoy seeing him with his shirt off while kicking Jamie Lee Curtis's butt.
Well, looks like we have a call. One second, let me answer this. Hello? Oh, you did? Did he cry? Okay. Alright, have a great day. That was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, right.
And she just fought Edward Norton, and she won.
Oh, okay.
We cried. So, anyway, last thing we're going to do is... So, do you remember the Scotty McCreepy concert?
No.
What's his name? Scotty McCreary?
Scotty McCreary? McCreary?
McCreary.
McCreary.
And he is... I'm just going to say awful. But a lot of... it was our end of year concert, and I work with two, I'd say, super fans.
Uh-huh.
I did not go to the concert, so we thought maybe we can get someone's idea why they like this guy. I'm not a big fan. He's a country western star from American Idol from the late seasons.
Oh.
And they explain, he's like, if I dressed up like Lady Gaga, they think I'm crazy.
Yeah, okay. Like, I definitely know who you're talking about now.
And it's like, really? That's who we chose, really? Out of anyone.
Out of all the people, that was the one.
We had tickets here at the radio, and I was like, no, thank you.
Wait, he came here?
Yeah. To Utah State to perform. That was the end of the year concert.
Oh, okay.
And I had free tickets. I could have gone. And I was like, I'd rather not do anything tonight than go there. But here is an interview with two of my good friends and coworkers. And one second. Here we go.
So, hi, this is Riley Thompson here for Maggie Newsroom, and I'm just interviewing what I call, what do you guys call it? Scotty, what are the fans of Scotty McCreary? What's your nickname?
He's just Scotty McCreary.
So, hi, this is Riley Thompson here for Maggie Newsroom, and I'm just interviewing what I call, what do you guys call it? Scotty, what are the fans of Scotty McCreary? What's your nickname?
He's just Scotty McCreary. He's a true blue country boy.
I'm called his wife.
Okay. So this the second one who just talked, that's Brooke Bueller. And this is, we call her Kavina, but what's your real name?
Holly Williams.
Okay. And they went to the Scotty McCreary concert and loved it. Now, for those of us who didn't go because of taste and other reasons, what was it like? Describe it to me. We'll start with Holly.
Okay, so I was like on the front row of the floor. So awesome. It was so great. He did a phenomenal job. He sang some classic country songs like George Strait and some Johnny Cash, and he was a great performer.
Okay, and you, Brooke?
I'd have to agree with Holly, but I'd just like to add that it was like dying and going to heaven, country heaven.
So, that sounds horrible for those of you who have good taste in music, but, you know, Scotty McCreary, that's it, and that's just one of the many things we do here at Utah State University, and that's it for Aggie Newsroom. We'll have more updates later on. We're still recording.
Anyway, but yeah, that was... Rather than go, I just asked them what it was like, because it sounded horrible. Rachel, would you ever go to that?
No, I wouldn't.
And that's why you're on the radio. We No, I mean, we try to be inclusive, and we try to have... I'm sure we play some country. We're going to try to play some top 40 stuff.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely play some interesting...
Some Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, of course.
Some Katy Perry.
Dude, I am a fan of Katy Perry.
She's coming to Salt Lake this summer.
Yeah, I know, but all the tickets are sold out.
Are they?
Yeah. That's... I heard somewhere that she was pregnant.
I did not.
I don't know. Someone told me that she was pregnant, but I haven't seen it anywhere, so...
Now, who is she dating?
She's dating John Mayer.
She was. They broke up.
Oh, okay, so then I am behind on my Katy Perry-ness.
Yeah. Well, that's what we talk about on the show. Yeah, that's it, and we always end our show with a sign-off. So I'll go first just to show you how it's done. So this is Riley. McDirty Thompson, a.k.a. DJ McDirty, a.k.a. the cool guy. Anyway, with my signature, put an egg on it.
And this is Rachel Ranfu Fuentes, and I don't have anything clever yet. So, see you later.
Okay, and I'll play us out.